Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday to everybody. George Mayhees here. I was going to say, did you ride the scooter? But you couldn't, bring in us all that great food, so.
I did.
You did?
Yes.
Man, oh, man.
I've got a scooter trunk. No, actually, I had the food was dropped off. But yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Scooter's out.
Yeah, I was too.
Scooter's out in the garage. You saw me last week on that scooter.
Oh, that was funny. It was pouring rain.
I was just texting Rachel saying, I almost made it. I went out and I was so wet by the time I just did a little loop and came back, and I was going to text you, and Dave's just sitting there, you know, leaving the building, just giving me a smirk,
okay?
Like, yeah, smart
right?
Boy. Go ahead and scoot on these rainy days.
Man, I've been there. I've been there on the motorcycle. I've been there in the Jeep. It's going to be fine, and you take the top off, and then you get poured on.
And it was one of those days when, by the time I got home, it was, you know, it was sunny in about 2 minutes, and I was soaking wet. When I got home, I was completely dry. I love riding a scooter. Yeah. So much fun.
It's an adventure. So Session Taco.
Yeah, Session Taco. Mission. Formerly Mission Taco just reopened on Monday in the Central West End after a three-year hiatus. Remember they had that fire in 2022?
Now I do.
It decimated that whole Salt and Smoke and Renouche, and you know all those three businesses, quite a bit of that building there. And you know, if you saw the fire and you go, there's just no way this building's coming back, and of course the landlord's going, no, we're going to rebuild it, and they did, but it took them a long time, and everybody's saying, what the heck can take 3 years? And I didn't realize that the roof was shot, so they had to start with the roof. You got to do that, and then you work down, right? And it just takes a long time. And I was talking to Adam Tilford, who owns Session Taco, and he said, what people didn't realize, there was 14 parcels in there, 14 different entities. And he goes, that's 14 insurance companies, probably. Mm-hmm. That is going to take a while all by itself. So anyway, they're open again, right on that prominent corner at Euclid and McPherson, and the food's pretty darn good,
pretty,
don't you think?
Damn good.
I brought some food in for everybody, and a couple of the favorite items. There's a lobster taco now that they think they started that in the fall. It's just delicious, you know. And
fried lobster, by the way.
Fried lobster, and I think you had the there's a chili shrimp taco that they call Governor's Tacos, and the other thing I brought are these crab taquitos. And that's the chef's favorite item on the menu. It might be mine, too. It's just this blue crab stuff inside of a fried tortilla. And, oh, my God, it's just awesome. And, you know, we were talking about in the break, when in doubt, put crab in it and put lobster in it, and it'll sell. Mm-hmm. That's what restaurant guys know. It's like, wait, how do we, you know, sell these tenderloins tonight? We'll stuff them with crab or lobster. It'll pretty much take care of it. So.
Yeah, I'm going to have a bite of the crab in a minute, but the shrimp taco, which
I'm a taco bitch. I just am. I never think they're as good as advertised, and that was tremendous.
Yeah,
it
that
was
one's
really
good. That
good.
One's made with some melted cheese. That's the secret, is kind of melting some cheese inside that tortilla shell, and that kind of caramelizes a little bit, gets a little crunchy.
How bad did the name change hit them?
It's hard to say. I mean, I think it was unfortunate because, again, this was Mission Taco Joint for 10 years. And in the 10th year, the Mission Food Company comes along and says, hey, you can't do that. That's a trademark infringement.
Which I understand.
Yeah, I do too.
I get it.
But it took them 10 years too.
Yeah.
It's like, hey,
yeah.
Well, what did we just, anyway, they were.
There's something in the law called latches, which means you snooze, you lose. Like if you have a cause of action against me, but you wait too long, I've reasonably relied upon your waiting too long.
Yeah.
So I'm a little surprised that didn't apply.
It didn't apply, but it's Session Taco now, and they're big sesh guys. You know, that's the, you know, for a little interval of doing whatever, mm-hmm. a sesh. So it's gone, I think, very well there. It takes a while.
And they've improved.
Yeah. Well, it's these items are just outstanding. And Session Taco is... I didn't know that they were going to do this. You know, they have this giant tortilla making machine out in Kirkwood that this cranks it's just this major machine that does it. And they were cranking out MTJ chips, Mission Taco Joint chips. I go, what happened to the chips? Can you do that? Is that part of it? And he said, it's Session Taco chips now. And they're completely happy with it, and it's a great packaging. So it's been a year, but it's probably going to be another year before people go, what the heck's this place? Oh, yeah, I remember. You know, it'll take a minute, but I think they were more upset about it, I think, than the public was. It's still the same great place. And these margaritas, you notice I brought one in for myself because I like to have a little beverage at 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. But they started back again. This is kind of interesting. In the sometime in the last couple of years, they decided the curacao that they used, the orange liqueur that they put in there, was ridiculously expensive. It came from France. It was unaffordable, and they said we're gonna have to do something. And they decided to put a less expensive orange product, orange juice or orange something in there, and it wasn't as good. The new bar manager said, this has got to go. This isn't what it used to be. So they found a guy out in Union, Missouri, at Nobleton's, who's making them a dry curacao with their name on it. So it's their own stuff.
Nice.
And it, anyway, these are just, hear that? It's just as good as.
Sound of happiness.
Yeah. Just as good as they used to be. So lots of margaritas, lots of good chow at Session Taco. You know, and this corner's finally alive again in the Central West End. It was just.
It's a great corner.
It is.
McPherson's one of my favorite streets in the world.
And Euclid just keeps, you know, it just keeps getting cooler, and you hit some residential, and then it gets, you know, you end up on this beautiful corner again. So I'm just happy to see them open.
Do you think the Landing's ever coming back? Because I'm thinking Central West End was cool when I was 25. It still is. Soulard was cool when I was 25. It still is. The Landing was the spot, and it no longer is.
I keep wanting to say yes, and it's always, okay, we finally reached critical mass. They've got all this. There's a lot of residential development down there. There's a lot. There's a ball players that live down there on the Landing. And it's as far as the residences go, there's quite a few that are being built. But, you know, so far, I think ingress and egress is still a little bit of an issue. But I hope so, because our riverfront should be developed. And it's just it's charming still if you go down there. But, you know, to answer your question, probably not quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I also talked about today. I thought this was a great question. How do you get into a restaurant that's always full? Isn't that a great question?
Because I give up.
Most people do, and they get mad. Mm-hmm. Say, the heck with it. I'm not going to, you know, those guys, right? Mm-hmm. And Rachel and I have had this discussion, too, about Wright's Tavern. And I remember, Rachel, you were like, yeah, I was part of the 10:30 dinner club mm-hmm. one time because that's all I could do. And, you know, we've talked about this. They open up their reservation book on midnight on the 1st, and those reservations for the next month are gone in 5 minutes. It's like, who's going to get up at midnight? And a lot of people, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think it's bots. I think it's real people that do it. But you can make multiple reservations. So that's part of it too. But if that's not, you know, what you want to do, I suggest you can, and this works in a lot of places, dine at the bar. Go in, and most places do not reserve their bar tables. They don't reserve their seats at the bar. If you walk in, those are what they hold for their walk-ins. So a lot of the time, you can walk, and some of those bar tables are as nice as the restaurant tables, by the way.
I go to Cab Grill a lot and eat
those
in the bar.
Those are beautiful tables. Yeah. Those are. I think it's just as nice as sitting in the restaurant. I think it's got a little
it's got
more.
A different vibe.
It does. It's got a little more going on.
Yeah, I think more city.
Yep, I like it. And so that is always a possibility, especially early before the restaurant will fill up. Because once the restaurant fills up, then you start getting the folks that are waiting for their reservation that are kind of taking these tables, right? You know, if your 7:30 isn't ready, you go to the bar. Well, so anyway, you have to do that earlier, but that's an option. And you'll see all the industry people like me, because that's where we go. And it's fun. It's a good time. The other thing is, and I think I might have talked about this, I don't know if on this show, but I'm a big proponent of this. You just show up early and you play Let's Make a Deal at the host stand. Say, okay, it's 5:30. I see the place is wide open. I know you're sold out for the night. When's the next, when's the latest reservation? You got a 6:30, you got a 7 o'clock coming in. How about if I'm out by 7 o'clock?
Oh, and never thought of that.
And any savvy restaurant manager or host or front desk person sees some found money there and go, all right, we got a deal. If you're out, I'll put you down right now, but you got to be out by 7 or whatever it is, whatever deal you can cut. And I'm telling you, this works in any restaurant at any time on any night. If you're, how about this? And I just think it's a win-win.
I'm picturing the hostess at the front who's 19 years old and going to have no idea what I'm even talking about. Do you need to ask for a manager?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. You need to talk to the manager or the owner or somebody that's, you're right, because the young folks up in front won't know what you're, they'll just say, no, sorry, we're full. See you later. Yeah. Bye. But so that's one thing. And the other thing that's kind of come on in the last 5 years, I guess, was with all these reservation systems with Yelp and with Resy and with OpenTable, several of them have a function on there that says notify me. Mm-hmm. And so you're, whatever, it's Friday night and they're full. You click that notify me button. And if there's a cancellation, they pop it in there and you get a ping and all of a sudden you got a table, but man, you got to be fast. I mean, I've done that and it's go, oh, look at this. Should we go? What do you think? Should we? Yeah, let's do it. And you hit it and you go, yeah, waited too long.
Yeah.
So that is a possibility that a lot of people don't think they know exists.
We've done this before, but what about bribery?
I didn't think that would come up again because it's come up 6 different times before. Mm-hmm. But,
I'm a briber.
I don't see that anymore. No? I just don't, but I know it exists, and I bet it exists in the bigger cities, and I bet Vegas there's hundies getting traded back and forth.
This is very subtle. I go up to the maitre d'.
With your $5 bill.
I give them a little bit of a slap on the face. I say, you didn't see nothing. Slip them a hundy, and I go to the table. I'm kidding, of course.
I was going to say that probably
a move.
It probably works.
Yeah. Anything with a hundy usually works. Yeah,
a hundy definitely works. But
that happen a lot back in the day?
Yeah, it did, and I think it definitely at the nicer places. But there's only so much a person can do too. If you're full, you're
How
full.
How about the? Now you can't just become a super important person. But do most of these nice places have their super important regulars who they kind of hold special tables for?
Yeah, I mean, and that's the whole. Yeah, you can. That's another one of my tricks. Call the manager up and just say, hey. And fall on your sword, say, I'm that guy that should have made this reservation for my wife's birthday or for our anniversary, and I didn't. And I'm really, and I'm desperate. What, because there are tables,
yeah.
Most places hold back tables for either mistakes or for VIPs or for, you know, idiots like me that mm-hmm. would call and beg for a table. Mm-hmm. And then everybody wins. But you've got to, everybody leaves a certain amount of tables open, and some of them leave up to 50%. So the really? Guys that leave 50%, you got a pretty good shot at getting in.
I didn't know that.
Annie Guns is one of them. They leave a pretty good amount of their tables open. And, you know, if you can catch Tom Sainert and say, hey, what do you think? How am I looking? Am I in your good graces tonight? Yeah. Sometimes you can get a table. But, yeah, it's an interesting game to play, but it's not, it's not a desperate situation. There's a time when most restaurants will call you back, like it's Friday, and every Friday at 11 o'clock, we confirm all our reservations. Mm-hmm. And then if you know that, you're calling at 7, call at 11:15, and you might get yourself a table. You just have to know when that is. And anyway, so that's three or four or five ways to sneak into a restaurant that you might be able to sneak into.
You drink your tequila so you can get on your tiny scooter and go.
Thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, Rich, some weirdness on Juneteenth?
Yeah, it's just strange to me that people seem to have a problem with Juneteenth.
Sure do.
Like, you see it on social media. And I
see Donald Trump's tweet?
Yeah, talking about how there's too many federal holidays.
Too many non-working holidays.
And people don't actually want the day off or something
that. People don't want it.
Nobody wants a day off work.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. And then I
says the CEO who profits from people working for him.
But then I just see all these like right-wing influencers tweeting like, Juneteenth should not be a federal holiday. And I'm like, why do you care? Like, why does that bother you? That's really weird. People are just weird about it, and I don't understand. And I just, if I were more active online, I'd be like, you're being a weirdo. Please stop. But I'm not.
Did you see the Kroger cake kerfuffle?
Yes.
Oh, man. Have you seen this?
No.
You got to Google it. There's video of cakes. So it's the video of being at Kroger. And they have these beautiful cakes, all these beautifully decorated cakes. Then they have a section for Juneteenth. And it's written like I did it. And one says free, the sign for at last. The other one says U letter, R letter, free. One says just free. Like it just was done.
So they made no effort.
So horribly that Kroger had to come out and apologize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very low effort. It was on a cookie cake. So that's like a cheaper cake.
Just don't do
cake.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. It's better just to just not than to try to be like, oh, we should try to do some Juneteenth themed cakes.
Yeah.
Like, put some planning into that or just skip it altogether. Yeah. Right?
Either do it, but don't do it half ass.
Quick question. The Nepo sons of the Beatles are getting together to record music.
Yeah.
Do you care?
It annoys me.
Nope.
It annoys you.
It does, because it's like, why are you doing, like, all you're doing is piggybacking off of your father's success.
Yep.
There's really no other reason to explain why they would be doing it.
You know those Glover kids are going to have a family band.
No doubt.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.